It's your local Miskin Radio on a Wednesday morning. Now, Oasis, Nirvana, The Clash, The Sex Pistols, Kiss, The Undertones, what do they all have in common? Well, they all claim Slade as an influence. To quote Noel Gallagher, no Slade, no Oasis. Well, a man that's been there since the start playing guitar for Slade is Dave Hill. And Dave joins me on the line right now ahead of a show at London's Ulu on the 21st of December. Morning, Dave. Did you set out to change the world?
Did I set out to change the world? Well, I mean, the idea of obviously your first procedure of a van was an estate group, you know, on a local estate. We're all around about 14, right? And we're all slightly in love with rock and roll and Elvis Presley. And we're all just messing around doing a bit of skiffle. That's how I started. From that formulation of a group, I realised I kind of something that was missing in my life at school, not being academic. I found that playing an instrument and actually expressing myself really warmed to me. And once I got on stage and started to recognise people looking at me and things like that in the early groups, I then developed, obviously, an image and an idea of maybe where I'm going. But it wasn't until I asked Mum and Dad, when I was 18, after having a job in an office for 3 years, that I desperately wanted to go out on the road and actually go into the world, in a sense. I said, can I turn professional? And you know what? It was 1963. It was like, wow, get in the van, go somewhere in England, go on a boat to Germany, and all the rest of it. I wasn't actually on the radar that we would become the biggest thing at that time, or indeed we'd have a hit at all. But it was all about being in a group of individuals, being different from maybe going to work every morning on a 9-to-5. I mean, a job at 9-to-5 is a bit like leaving school, but you're still at school, you're committed to something. But when you're in a band, for me, it was an aspect of helping me to actually find my way, because at school, I was a bit of a shy kid, and you probably don't believe that, but that is true. But, you know, the journey was long. I mean, it was years and years till we developed to become what we would become. We grew up in this environment of council houses. We went on to do something in life, and we weren't people with money. We didn't have sponsors or things in life. We were never anything that was on any reality show. We basically come from the hard work of playing pubs, clubs and meccas up and down this country to develop a style which was a bit different from other bands. And I think life for me is the principle of doing something which you're passionate about, and the rest will hopefully turn into something good for you.
So if you were talking to someone at college now, if you were sharing those words of wisdom you've learnt the hard way through the years, what would you say to them?
I would say to people at college that we are in a different time from the generation I come from, but I think a principle of working for something still holds strong with me, because anything that's worth having is worth working for. And I can tell you to this day, if this helps you at all, I'm 72 and I'm still in the same job that I had started out 50-odd years ago. Now, that isn't going to happen to everybody, of course. But the point is, I'm passionate about what I do. So if you, at college now, are passionate about something that you really feel that you would like to pursue, I can say to you that there is no quick fix. This is not about reality shows. This is not about getting on TV and becoming famous for 5 minutes and then becoming history a year later. That doesn't help anybody. When you progress in something, you actually gain experience from handling it. If someone says to me, Dave, how long did it take you to learn guitar? Well, it's taken me a lifetime so far. I would say to somebody, if you want to learn something, learn it, but don't try and put a video on with somebody going this and this and this. To try and be different, you need to have a different ear. When you listen to records from the old days, you had to listen to them, then you had to work it out. But I never quite worked out exactly what was on that record, true to the record, but I would say I worked it out my way.
For all the hits that you've had, I think if there's one single Slade song I can pick that everyone knows, it's got to be the one that comes around every year. It's got to be Merry Christmas, Everybody.
I think the Christmas song is a wonderful record that was a great idea at the right time.
Whose idea was it?
Well, actually, it was a family member. I think it was a grandma. And I think she said to our bass player, Jim, nobody ever writes Christmas songs anymore. It's always jingle bells and old stuff and old crooners, you know. Well, I grew up with Bing Crosby. I mean, rock bands weren't thinking about writing a Christmas song. They probably wouldn't have thought about that at all. So it was a funny combination because the song started out with completely different lyrics. I mean, the one part of the song where it goes, "So here it is, Merry Christmas," was about a bloke on a rocking chair watching the world go by. It was a bit sort of John Lennon in a way. And the "Are you hanging up the stocking on the wall?" I mean, that was, I think that came from Jim, you know. But Jim was clever. He remembered the bit that Nod wrote, and he thought, "Oh, it's quite a catchy chorus, that, but it's not the right lyrics." And you probably don't know the story, but I remember Nod actually thinking about it. And I think he had a couple of beers or something, went to his dad's house, and he just got in the mood to write a Christmas song, which was not jingle bells, but was about a human side to Christmas, of really what happens at Christmas. Not necessarily be religious about it, but more sort of truth in really what most people are doing at Christmas, and a lot to do with family. It's an optimistic song that you'd always look into the future at the end of the year. I think with a Christmas song, it was a great idea, but at first we hadn't recorded it, so we just put it to one side. Bearing in mind, we had quite a year in 1973, and in the back of our minds, it was hanging about, and Chas said, "Oh, we're in New York in heat of the summer, 100 degrees, and John Lennon cancelled his studio time." So we proceeded to take the time and record the song while we were free. And we went down there, and it must have been hilarious. We were in an office block with a studio, right? And 10 o'clock in the morning, you got Americans coming into work and into the offices, and you got three individuals in the corridor, in the foyer, with a mic, singing "So Here It Is, Merry Christmas." I think they thought, "My God." Can imagine it going, "My God, these are crazy people. They're singing about Christmas. It's 100 degrees outside and we're all sweating." And I think it was something hilarious. And then we recorded it, and then it was mixed later. We never heard it for ages. And then it just took on a life of its own. So it is special. It's always a reason that people will remember us. The important songs, I say, and that is important, is to describe the band. I would say, "Come on, Feel the Noise," "My Royal Crescent," now describes what we're really about. But the Christmas song describes the human element of Slade that actually appeals to the common man.
You're coming to London on the 21st of December. You're at Ulu in central London. Tell me about the tour.
The tour takes us to various parts of England. I enjoy it. It's at Christmas time. We can tour this country. And it's all about families and things like that, isn't it? And I think people from grannies right down to five-year-olds probably hear that song flying around. And I think it's like the thing on the fairy on the top of the tree, you know, it's way up there, you know. But as I say, Slade's not just about Christmas, it's about life.
Dave Hill, thank you so much for chatting to us here on Miskin Radio today. Your show's at Ulu in central London. It's on Friday the 21st of December with Mud 2 in support. If you'd like tickets, go to vmstickets.co.uk, or of course you can check the band out on the web, slade.uk.com.